is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission is reporting on Sunday that at least 34 people were killed in a bus attack in western Ethiopia on Saturday night. This comes as fear mounts of a security vacuum due to a military campaign in the north of Ethiopia. The human rights body said the number of people killed was likely to rise after what it called a gruesome attack on the passenger bus. Meantime, the conflict between the Ethiopian federal government and Tigrayan forces in the north has escalated and now includes Eritrea. The Tigrayan forces fired rockets across the border into this neighboring country after claiming that the Ethiopian military was using an Eritrean airport as a base for attacks. Ethiopia's prime minister tweeted, though, that his country is more than capable of taking care of itself. Voters in Moldova headed to the polls today for a second time to cast their ballot for president. Current leader Igor Dodon is running against challenger Maia Sandu. The president has the support of Russia. Sandu is a former World Bank economist who is pushing for closer ties with the West. The challenger finished ahead of the president in the first round of voting earlier this month, propelled ahead by a late surge in voting by Moldovans living abroad. The United Arab Emirates will extend its golden visa system, which grants 10-year residency in the Gulf state to certain professionals, specialized degree holders, and others. This is what the UAE's vice president said on Sunday. Those eligible for the new visa include people with doctorate degrees, medical doctors, and also people with degrees in computer science, electronics, and programming. Electrical and biotechnology engineers are also eligible, as are those with degrees in artificial intelligence and epidemiology. This is VOA News. China and 14 other countries agreed Sunday to set up the world's largest trading bloc, encompassing nearly a third of all economic activity, in a deal many Asia are hoping will hasten a recovery from the shocks of the pandemic. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership was signed virtually on Sunday on the sidelines of the annual summit of the 10-Nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The accord will take already low tariffs on trade between member countries still lower over time. It's seen as a less comprehensive one than the 11-nation Trans-Pacific trade deal that President Donald Trump took the U.S. out of shortly after he took over. The United States and Israel tracked and killed a senior al-Qaeda operative in Iran earlier this year in a bold intelligence operation that came as the Trump administration was ramping up pressure on Tehran. Four current and former U.S. officials say the operative, Abu Muhammad al-Masri, al-Qaeda's number two, was killed by assassins in the Iranian capital in August. Two of the officials, one current and one former, say Israeli agents carried out the operation. Two others say Israel had been involved in surveillance, but could not say definitively who pulled the trigger when al-Masri was gunned down in an alley in Tehran on August 7th. The United States set a new record of daily coronavirus infections with nearly 200,000 cases as the number of cases nears 11 million. Due to the record highs, the average daily increase of coronavirus infections in the U.S. has exceeded 132,000 over a seven-day period. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington issued a joint coronavirus travel advisory urging people arriving to their states from other states or countries to self-quarantine for 14 days and asked local residents to avoid all non-essential out-of-state trips. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he discussed global challenges with a handful of members of a Paris think tank at the start of his seven-country tour of Europe and the Middle East. His travels could produce awkward moments since nations on his schedule have all congratulated projected President-elect Joe Biden for winning the White House. Pompeo's trip is aimed at shoring up the priorities of the outgoing Trump administration. At the same time, neither President Donald Trump nor Pompeo have accepted the results of the election. Pompeo's itinerary includes a visit to Israeli settlements in the West Bank that have been avoided by previous secretaries of state. For more on these and other stories, which are making international news headlines today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. And more.